of prayer.
Oh, of kraften der Gebet.
I come from a church. Many of you think I'm still at the airport church. Actually, I am, but I'm not.
Yeah, faktisk mange af jer tror jeg stadigvæk er en del af airport eller lufthavnskirken, men det er
I belong to a church in ikke. Our community where around where I live.
Ja, jeg kommer i en kirke nu, er en del af en kirke nu, som er tæt på hvor jeg bor.
And the church is about 400 people.
Og der er omkring 400 på en søndag.
And we have a second campus.
Og vi har sådan et andet sted, hvor vi også mødes.
And there's about 80, maybe 60 to 80 people in that
campus. Og der er måske 60 til 80 mennesker.
And I've been on staff full time as a pastor there.
Og der har jeg været ansat som fuldtidspræst.
For about 2.5 years.
I 2.5 år.
But a very unusual thing has happened to our church.
Men der er sket noget for vores kirke.
You see, we're a great group of people.
Vi er en fantastisk flok mennesker.
But we've had a lot of problems in the past.
Men vi har haft mange problemer i fortiden.
And those problems were as a result of bad decisions that were made previous to us being there, being there.
Og meget havde det handlet om nogle dårlige beslutninger, som blev truffet før at jeg ligesom kom ind i
billedet. And those bad decisions had to do with finances.
Og de dårlige beslutninger handler noget om penge.
And it also had to do with how the leadership treated people. Now, I'll make a long story short. Whenever as leaders we lose our vision,
når vi som ledere mister vores vision,
people start to wander.
Så begynder de at vandre omkring.
The Bible actually says that.
Det siger Bibelen faktisk.
When there's a lack of vision,
når der er en mangel på vision,
we wander all over.
Så går vi i alle mulige retninger.
So unfortunately, for the most part we became a church that really had no vision.
Og vi var en kirke uden visioner.
We would gather together and worship and we would sing and pay tithes and all of that lovely stuff.
Vi mødes og vi sang og vi betalte vores tiende og alt det her fantastiske.
But we didn't really have a reason to be together.
Men vi havde ikke ligesom nogen grund til at være sammen.
Now, do you know what I mean by a reason to be together?
Ved I hvad jeg mener, når jeg mener med en grund?
In other words, we are not just together as a church.
Vi er ikke bare sammen som kirke.
We are not just together to worship and to do children's church and to sing songs and to pay money.
Vi er ikke bare her for at samle penge ind og for at synge sang sammen og for at have børnearbejde.
No.
Nej.
No, that's not the whole picture.
Det er ligesom ikke det hele billedet.
God has a purpose for us being here.
Gud han har et formål med at vi er her.
There's a reason.
Der er en årsag.
There's a mission.
Der er en mission.
There's a people we're supposed to reach.
Der er nogle mennesker vi skal nå.
Right? We really didn't have a sense of that.
Det havde vi ligesom ikke nogen fornemmelse af.
So although people just came to church, they paid their tithes, they were good people and
selvom
still are good people.
Gode mennesker, de kom og de deltog også i at finansiere kirken.
People's hunger was not being satisfied.
Men så var deres sult eller deres længsel, den blev ikke tilfredsstillet.
Now, as leaders, our job is not to satisfy your hunger.
Som ledere så er det ikke vores opgave at tilfredsstille den her sult.
As leaders, our job is to point you to where your hunger will be satisfied.
Så er vores opgave som leder er at pege dig hen i en retning, hvor du kan få tilfredsstillet den her sult.
So when I was asked to preach more at our main church.
Så da jeg blev bedt om at tale mere i hovedkirken.
I kept coming up against people who were so hungry for God, but there was no encouragement to seek the Lord. There was no focus. There was no vision.
Jeg blev ved med at møde mennesker, som havde en sult, men der var ligesom ikke nogen, der ledte dem i den rigtige retning.
And many of our decisions were based upon things that we thought were right.
Og mange af de beslutninger, vi traf, de var baseret på ting, som vi troede var rigtige.
You know what happens when we lose that sweet sense of God's presence, we begin to make decisions based on business practices.
Så når det er som vi ligesom mister den her nærhed med Gud, så træffer vi beslutninger ud fra forretningslogik.
We begin to do things that seem right to us.
Så gør vi ting, som synes rigtige for os.
But it might seem right to us.
Men selvom det synes rigtigt for os,
but not necessarily right with God.
Så er det ikke nødvendigvis den måde Gud ser det på.
So I kind of got alone with the Lord and I began to ask the Lord, how can I help the situation? What do I need to do?
Så jeg brugte noget tid alene med Gud, så tænkte jeg, hvad kan jeg gøre? Jeg spurgte Gud, hvad kan jeg gøre for at træffe de rette beslutninger?
The Lord began to speak to me.
Han begyndte at tale til mig.
That what we need
det, vi har brug for,
is to seek his face.
Det er at søge hans ansigt.
is to cry out to him.
Og råbe ud til ham.
Is to call upon him.
Og kalde på ham.
So I'm going to share this testimony with you.
Så nu deler jeg mit vidnesbyrd med jer.
So I preached a message much like what I'm sharing with you today.
Så jeg delte et budskab lidt ligesom jeg deler det i dag.
And I said, church, we need to get on our face before God.
Og jeg sagde, menighed, vi har brug for at få vores ansigt rettet mod Gud.
If we do not get on our face before God.
Hvis ikke vi falder på ansigtet foran Gud.
God will not move.
Så bevæger han sig ikke.
Now, I want to say this to you.
Jeg vil gerne sige det her til jer.
If we do not pray.
Hvis ikke vi beder.
God will not move.
Så bevæger han sig ikke.
When God moves.
Når Gud han bevæger sig.
It's because someone has prayed.
Så er det fordi der er nogen der har bedt.
God has given us the opportunity.
Gud han har givet os muligheden.
Through our prayers.
Ved gennem vores bøn.
To participate.
Og deltage i.
In accomplishing his will.
Deltage i at opnå hans vilje.
In this life.
I det her liv.
And unless we pray.
Og med mindre vi beder.
His will is not accomplished.
Så opnås hans vilje ikke.
Now that sounds very strange, doesn't it?
Det lyder meget mærkeligt.
But I want to make a statement to you today.
Jeg vil gerne komme med et udtalelse her.
Because I love you.
Det er fordi jeg elsker jer.
Listen.
Hør nu her.
God is in charge. He's not in control.
Gud han er den der leder, men han kontrollerer ikke.
Oh, that sounds so sacrilegious, doesn't it?
Det lyder så religiøst eller så mystisk.
You see, we think God is in control. That's why we can sit back and just hope that he's going to do it.
Vi forleder os lidt til at tro at han er i kontrollen, så vi læner os bare tilbage, fordi det er jo ham der har kontrollen.
We need revival.
Vi har brug for vækkelse.
God's going to do it.
Men det er Gud der gør det.
We need to see salvation in this town.
Vi har brug for at se mennesker frelst i den her by.
God's going to do it.
Det er Gud der kommer til at gøre det.
My husband needs to come to Jesus. My wife needs to come to Jesus. But I'm trusting God will do it.
Min kone eller min mand, de må komme til Jesus, men jeg har stoler på at Gud han ordner det.
I want to accomplish my dreams for God.
Jeg vil opnå mine drømme med Gud.
He's going to do it.
Det er ham der kommer til at gøre det.
I'm here to tell you.
Ja, jeg får fortælle jer.
No, he won't.
Nej, det gør han ikke.
God is waiting.
Gud han venter
for you.
På dig.
And I.
Og mig.
To agree.
Til at blive enige.
To accomplish his purpose in order for him to move.
At opnå hans formål for at han kan bevæge sig.
How many of you have ever heard of the Lord's Prayer?
Hvor mange har hørt om Herrens bøn?
About 5 of us. Wow.
Der er måske 5.
You need to read your Bible.
I må læse jeres bibler.
What is the Lord's Prayer? It's really not the Lord's Prayer.
Hvad er Herrens bøn? Det er virkeligheden ikke Herrens bøn.
It's not the Lord's Prayer.
Det er ikke Herrens bøn.
It's the Lord's teaching us to pray prayer.
Det er Herren som lærer os at bede.
The disciples said, teach us to pray.
Disciplerne sagde, lær os at bede.
And the Lord said,
Herren sagde,
pray like this.
Så bed sådan her.
Are you following me?
Kan I følge mig?
He said, pray like this.
Gør ligesom på den her måde.
Prayer. He was telling them how to pray.
Han fortalte dem hvordan de skulle bede.
Okay. He was giving them a guideline on how to pray.
Han gav dem nogle retningslinjer for hvordan de skulle bede.
Why?
Hvorfor?
If God was going to accomplish everything, why would he tell his disciples to pray?
Hvis nu han skulle opnå alting, hvorfor lærer han så hans disciple at bede?
You remember the Lord's Prayer?
I kan godt huske hans bøn.
What's the first thing?
Hvad er det første?
Jesus says, pray like this.
Jesus han siger, bed sådan her.
Father in heaven.
Far i himlen.
Holy is your name.
Hellig vær dit navn.
Why did he direct them to do that?
Hvorfor fortalte han at de skulle gøre sådan?
Because everything starts with him.
Alting starter med ham.
Everything is by him.
Alt er af ham.
Everything is because of him.
Alt er på grund af ham.
So he directs us.
Så han leder os
to love on the Father.
Til at elske Herren.
When you say Father.
Når du siger far.
You can stop there for an hour.
Så kan du bare stoppe der i en time.
For an hour.
I en time.
He doesn't want us to address him as God.
Han ønsker ikke at vi skal ligesom adressere ham som Gud.
Jesus didn't come to reveal God.
Gud han kom ikke for at afsløre eller vise Gud.
Jesus came to reveal Father.
Han kom for at vise Faderen.
everything Jesus did
alt hvad Jesus gjorde,
was to reveal Father.
Var for at vise faderen.
God is a father.
Gud er en far.
And he said, he told, oh, well, anyways, he told us, he said, the first thing you need to do.
Han sagde, det første I skal gøre.
Father.
Far.
In heaven.
I himlen.
Holy is your name.
Helligt er dit navn.
What does that look like?
Hvordan ser det ud?
It's worship.
Det er tilbedelse.
When we say daddy.
Når du siger far.
You see the spirit that's in you and me?
Den ånd som er i dig og mig.
The Bible says this.
Den siger Bibelen sådan her.
That spirit, we sang it. I'm no longer a slave to fear. That spirit does not make you a slave again to fear. That's how we used to live. That spirit that's in you,
som er i dig,
cries out of you.
Som råber ud af dig.
Daddy.
Far.
That's what that spirit says.
Det er det, som den ånd siger.
Daddy.
Far.
Not, oh gracious heavenly God above.
Ikke nådige fader som og Gud som er i det høje.
We treat God like he's a distant father who wants to shake your hand.
Vi behandler ham nogle gange som en som er på afstand, som bare ønsker at holde os og give os hånden og sige goddag.
It's not who he is.
Det er ikke sådan han er.
It's not who he is.
Det er ikke sådan han er.
We treat God.
Vi behandler Gud.
And we're talking about prayer now.
Når vi nu snakker om
bøn. We treat God. You ever had a dad?
Har du nogensinde haft en far?
Where you walk in the room and you never knew what mood he was in?
Og hvor du gik ind og du vidste aldrig hvilket humør han var i.
I know so many of us have had fathers like.
Der er så mange af os som har haft sådan en far.
You walk into the room and you don't know if he's in a good mood, you don't know if he's depressed, you don't know if he's sad.
Du ved at du kommer ind i rummet, du ved ikke om din far han er sur eller han er glad eller han er ked af det eller hvad han er.
You never know what you're going to get.
Du ved aldrig hvad du får tilbage.
So you're careful around him.
Så du er meget forsigtig omkring ham.
But I want you to know something.
Men du skal vide det her.
According to the word of God.
Ifølge Guds ord.
That spirit that you have in
den
you.
Den ånd som du har i dig.
And that I have in me.
Og som jeg har i mig.
Is not the spirit that makes us a slave to fear.
Det er ikke en ånd som gør os til slaver af frygt.
When we walk into the room.
Når vi går ind i rummet.
Our heavenly Father is in the same mood all the time.
Så er vores himmelske far altid i det samme humør.
And that mood.
Og det humør.
Is daddy.
Og det er far.
That doesn't mean he's not going to discipline you.
Det handler ikke om at han ikke nødvendigvis vil disciplinere dig eller opdrage dig.
Discipline is different than abuse.
Men at opdrage det er noget andet end at misbruge.
When we discipline in anger, that's abuse.
Når det er sådan at vi opdrager i vrede, så er det misbrug.
But the father disciplines in love.
Men han gør det i kærlighed.
Daddy.
Faren.
So Jesus says.
Så Jesus siger.
When you pray.
Når I beder.
Pray, Father.
Så bed, far.
I want you to know something.
I skal vide.
When those disciples heard him say that,
da de disciple hørte ham sige det,
their eyes opened.
Så åbnede deres øjne sig.
You know why?
Ved I hvorfor?
Because being good Jewish boys.
Fordi de var jo gode jødiske drenge.
They were never trained to address God like that.
De har aldrig nogensinde lært at tiltale deres Gud på den måde.
Never.
Aldrig.
They must have been so shocked when they kept hearing Jesus as he was with them refer to Father and addressing God as Father.
De må være så chokeret at de hører ham referere til ham som far.
Never before in the history of the Jewish people.
Aldrig nogensinde før i den jødiske historie.
Were they ever told to address God as a father?
Har de nogensinde hørt før eller de skulle tiltale ham som far?
Never.
Gud som far, aldrig.
Never.
Aldrig.
And I know that they would have seen the writings of David.
Og de har set på Davids skrifter.
And Asaph and
Asaph,
Moses, the writings.
Moses.
And they would get glimpses that these men knew God differently.
De ville få glimt af at de her mennesker, de havde kendte Gud på en anden måde.
But they were never taught to address God as daddy.
Men de har aldrig lært at henvende sig til Gud som far.
Talking about prayer, Jesus says to us.
Så Jesus siger til os.
The first place.
Det første.
Is Father.
Det er far.
You see, here's the truth, church.
Her er sandheden.
Here's the truth. When we come to God.
Når vi kommer til Gud.
Listen. please, if you don't hear anything and you don't remember anything, remember this.
Hvis ikke du kan huske noget som helst fra den her prædiken, men så husk det her.
When you approach God,
når du henvender dig til Gud,
you have to believe,
så må du tro,
that he really wants you to be there.
Så at han virkelig ønsker at du skal være der.
What do I mean by that?
Hvad mener jeg med det?
Sometimes our attitude in approaching God.
Nogle gange henvender vi os til Gud med en attitude.
Be honest with me. Sometimes our attitude in approaching God.
Nogle gange, vær ærlig over for mig, når vi nærmer os Gud.
Is we come to him.
Vi kommer til ham.
Reluctantly.
Så tøvende.
Or we come to him scared.
Eller vi kommer bange.
Or we come to him not really feeling that we can measure up.
Og at vi ligesom ikke rigtig er gode nok.
Sometimes we come to him and we know we've misbehaved.
Nogle gange ved vi kommer til ham, vi ved vi har ikke opført os ordentligt.
Sometimes we come to him and we know that we haven't talked to him in a while.
Og vi ved også godt at det er længe siden vi har snakket med ham sidst.
So when we come to him.
Så når vi kommer til ham.
We come to him with an attitude of a slave.
Så kommer vi ligesom om vi er slaver. Vi kommer med en attitude af at vi er slaver.
And a slave says.
Slaven siger.
You give me because I give you.
Den siger, du giver mig, fordi jeg giver dig.
So if I'm a good boy.
Så hvis jeg er en god dreng.
If I'm a good girl.
Hvis jeg er en god pige.
Then God should hear me.
Så hører Gud mig nok.
It's great, it's stupid.
Men det er dumt.
But it's not up here that we feel that.
Det er ikke heroppe vi føler det.
It's in here that we feel.
Det er herinde vi føler det.
That's why Jesus said.
Det er derfor Jesus sagde.
Father.
Far.
Because the truth is,
for sandheden er,
truth is,
sandheden er,
he already knows how bad you are.
Han ved allerede hvor dårlig du er.
He already knows how weak I am.
Han ved allerede hvor svag jeg er.
Remember yesterday I said,
kan I huske, I går, sagde jeg,
don't ever let a circumstance change your view of who God is.
Lad aldrig nogensinde omstændighederne ændre dit syn på Gud.
He doesn't ever change.
Han ændres aldrig.
He is the same yesterday, today and forever.
Han er den samme i går, i dag og til evig tid.
Father.
Far.
So, the second thing he says is this.
Det andet han siger, det er det her.
Pray like this.
Bed sådan her.
Your kingdom come.
Kom dit rige.
Your will be done.
Din vilje ske.
Now before we go over to Acts chapter 12, I want to just
inden
say this.
Inden vi går over i Apostlenes Gerninger 12, så vil jeg gerne sige det her.
He would not have asked you to pray that.
Han ville ikke bede om at bede sådan.
If he was in control.
Hvis han var i kontrol.
He would not have asked you to pray that.
Han ville ikke have bedt om at bede på den måde.
If he didn't need your participation in accomplishing his will.
Hvis ikke han har brug for din deltagelse i at opnå hans vilje.
Here's the other way that is being said.
Her er en anden måde at sige det på.
See, I've heard people say,
jeg har hørt mennesker sige,
thy kingdom come.
Kom med dit rige.
Thy will be done.
Din vilje ske.
On earth as it is in heaven.
På okay. I himlen som
well, here's what the language really is.
Sådan her, det er sådan her det virkelig er.
Come, kingdom of God.
Kom, Guds rige.
Be done, will of God.
Din vilje ske.
Wow.
Wow.
That's interesting.
Det er interessant.
That's not really coming like a slave, is it?
Det lyder ikke ligesom en slave, gør det?
No, it isn't.
Wow. Nej, det er det ikke.
That's a little intense.
Det er lidt intenst.
That's a little strong.
Det er lidt stærkt.
That's a little assertive.
Det er sådan meget.
Okay. This is what Jesus is saying as a pattern.
Det er sådan han siger som et mønster.
This is how we ought to pray.
Det er sådan vi skal bede.
Okay. And the reason you pray like that.
Måden årsagen til du beder sådan her.
Is because you know you have a father.
Det er fordi du har en far. Du ved du har en far.
That receives you and accepts
som modtager dig og accepterer dig
and loves you
og elsker dig
and wants you to be there
og ønsker at du skal være der.
Are you following me?
Kan du følge mig?
And then we pray boldly.
Og så beder vi frimodigt.
Why?
Hvorfor?
Because if we don't pray, your kingdom come and your will be done.
Fordi hvis vi ikke beder om at dit komme dit rige og din vilje ske,
it will not happen.
Så kommer det ikke til at ske.
What's the key to revival?
Hvad er nøglen til vækkelse?
What an abstract term, revival.
Men det er meget abstrakt begreb, vækkelse.
Let's not use that term.
Lad os lade være med at bruge det ord.
So religious.
Det er så religiøst.
What's the key to seeing God move in this town?
Hvad er nøglen til at vi ser Gud han bevæger sig i den her by?
What is the key to seeing people coming to Jesus in this town?
Hvad er nøglen til at vi ser mennesker de kommer til Jesus?
What is the key to seeing miracles and healings and
Hvad er nøglen til at se mirakler og helbredelser?
You know what the key is?
Ved du hvad nøglen er?
Your kingdom come.
Kom dit rige.
And your will be done.
Din vilje ske.
On earth as it is in heaven.
Ja, på jorden som i himlen.
It's seeking God's face.
Det er at søge hans ansigt, Guds ansigt.
Crying out to him.
Og at råbe ud til ham.
To manifest his kingdom.
Om at manifestere hans rige.
I thought it was preaching the gospel, Curtis.
Jamen, Curtis, jeg troede det var at prædike evangeliet.
I thought it was moving out in faith.
Det var at gå ud i tro.
Absolutely.
Det er det også.
Yes, it is.
Det er det.
Yeah, but you just said it's prayer.
Men du sagde lige at det var bøn.
Absolutely.
Absolut.
Yes, it is.
Det er det.
You can't have one without the other.
Du kan ligesom ikke have det ene uden at have det andet.
And if you have one, you'll do the other.
Og hvis du har det ene, så vil du gøre det andet.
Love the Lord your God.
Elsk Herren din Gud.
With all of your heart.
Af hele dit hjerte.
With all of your strength.
Hele din styrke.
With all of your mind.
Og hele din
sjæl. How many of you've read that?
Hvor mange af jer har læst
det? Isn't it beautiful? I just love when Jesus says that. But now let's break that down a little.
Lad os lige prøve at bryde det ned på en måde.
The original language.
Det oprindelige sprog.
Literally says this.
Siger det bogstaveligt talt sådan her.
It literally means.
Det betyder bogstaveligt talt.
Okay, how do I say this?
Hvordan siger jeg det?
You can't have one without the other without having the first one.
Okay. Du kan ikke have den ene uden at have den anden uden at have den første.
I'm not doing this a very good job. Okay. All right. You ever see a revolving door?
Har I nogensinde set sådan en svingdør?
Right?
Ja.
When you go through one, the other one comes in. You
går igennem den ene og så kommer den ligesom rundt.
You can't go in without going out.
Du kan ligesom ikke gå ind uden
you
at gå ud.
You can't go out without going in.
Du kan ikke gå ud uden
That's
at der kommer ind.
Literally means.
Og det er det som det faktisk
in other
betyder.
Words, if you love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your strength, and all your mind.
Hvis du elsker Herren af hele dit hjerte, hele din styrke og hele din sjæl.
What does Jesus say?
Hvad siger Jesus?
He says the second commandment is what?
Det andet bud, hvad er det?
Is like it.
Ja.
Is like the first.
Er ligesom det første.
That's the term. It literally means it's like a revolving door. You can't have one without the other.
Han siger det er på samme måde. Du kan ligesom ikke have det ene uden at have det andet.
So you cannot be passionately in love with God.
Du kan ikke være passioneret forelsket i Gud.
And not be passionately in love with people.
Og ikke være passioneret forelsket i mennesker.
And if you are a believer.
Og hvis du er en troende.
And you love people.
Og du elsker mennesker.
It means you love God.
Så betyder det at du også elsker Gud.
Are you following me?
Kan I følge mig?
So when we pray.
Så når vi beder.
And when we decide to spend time alone in our closets without people seeing how spiritual we are.
Når vi beslutter os for at være alene med Gud uden at folk kan se hvor religiøse vi er og viser os frem og retter os mod Gud.
Right? When we do that.
Når vi gør det.
Jesus said.
Så siger Jesus.
God will reward us openly.
Så vil han møde os åbent.
When we do that.
Når vi gør det.
We get a heart.
Så får vi et hjerte.
And we are sent into revival.
Og vi bliver sendt i vækkelse.
We are sent as the answers.
Vi er sendt som svaret.
Does that make sense?
Giver det nogen mening?
I want to show you something. Look at Acts chapter 12.
Prøv at kigge i Apostlenes gerninger 12.
Acts chapter 12.
Apostlenes gerninger 12.
Beginning at verse 1, we're going to see something very interesting. This is Peter's great escape from prison.
Det er nu skal det her den her Peter, hvor han kommer fri. It's fra fængslet.
Peter's great escape from prison.
Hans store flugt.
And then we're going to go over to Matthew chapter something. I don't know.
Og bagefter bevæger vi os over i Matthæus.
Chapter 12, I think.
Matthæus 12.
No, chapter 7. We'll go over there after.
Det går vi over Matthæus 7 bagefter.
I love this whole thing here in Acts.
Nu skal det her det elsker jeg virkelig det her i Apostlenes gerninger.
Let's begin reading.
Lad os begynde at læse.
And then I'm going to finish up my story about our church.
Så skal jeg slutte min historie omkring vores kirke.
Acts chapter 12 verse 1.
Vers 1 Apostlenes gerninger 12.
Says this. It was about this time that King Herod arrested some who belonged to the church. intending to persecute them.
I mellemtiden var kong Herodes Agrippa begyndt at forfølge og mishandle nogen fra menigheden i Jerusalem.
Can I just stop for a second there?
Kan jeg lige stoppe et sekund der? Jeg må sige det her.
Do you know that as the traditional terminology around the Lord's Prayer is not the Lord's Prayer? We understand that. Right?
Der er sådan en traditionel terminologi omkring Herrens bøn, som egentlig ikke er Herrens bøn.
I want to say the Acts of the Apostles.
Jeg vil gerne sige, at apostlenes gerninger
is wrongly named.
Det er egentlig forkert, at den hedder det.
This book is not the Acts of the Apostles.
Det her, det er ikke apostlenes gerninger.
This book is something going to fall out. No, look at, I mean, my Bible's so huge. I'm sorry. It's just like, anyways, this is not the Acts of the Apostles.
Det her, det er ikke apostlenes gerninger.
This book is the Acts of the Church.
Det her, det skulle være kirkens gerninger.
And I want to say to you.
Og jeg vil gerne sige til jer.
It is the only book in the Bible that still is being written.
Det her, det er den eneste bog i Bibelen, som stadig bliver skrevet.
I want to ask, are you going to write your chapter here?
Jeg vil gerne spørge dig, kommer du til at skrive et kapitel her?
Yes, we are.
Ja, vi er. Ja, vi går.
I want to say this to you.
Jeg vil gerne sige det her til jer.
First of all, you need to bring your Bibles to church.
Først og fremmest, så skal I huske jeres bibler og få dem med i kirke.
I don't know if it's an app or whatever. Bring your Bibles to church.
Uanset Listen, hvad.
I want you to take your Bible. I want you to get a pen.
Så vil jeg gerne have, du tager en kuglepen.
And in Acts chapter 28.
Og i Apostlenes Gerninger 28.
At the very last verse.
Til allersidste vers.
I want you to write another chapter.
Der vil jeg gerne have, du skriver endnu et kapitel.
I want you to write Acts chapter 29.
Jeg vil gerne have, du skriver Apostlenes Gerninger 29.
And then I want you to put in it.
Og så vil jeg gerne have, du skriver i det.
The Acts of, and then put your name there.
Gerningerne af, og så skal du skrive dit navn, eller dit navn, og så gerninger.
I'm not kidding.
Ja, ja, det er ikke, jeg
laver ikke. Oh, that seems so silly.
Jeg laver ikke gas med.
Yeah, well, that's the thing that Jesus said we need to be.
Det er sådan, at Jesus sagde, vi skulle være.
Some of us are too grown up.
Nogle af os er blevet for voksne.
We need to be silly.
Nogle gange har vi brug for at være lidt skøre.
I want you to write Acts chapter 29, and I want you to
skriv Apostlenes Gerninger 29.
The Acts of, for me, I put the Acts of Curtis.
For mig ville det være right Curtis' gerninger.
The Acts of Curtis Hines. I want you to
så vil jeg skrive den som kapitel 29.
Put your name in there.
Skriv dit navn der.
Because church, I got to tell you.
Fordi jeg må sige til jer, kirke.
We are still in the book of Acts.
Vi er stadigvæk i Apostlenes Gerninger.
There is a chapter written for this church.
Der er et kapitel skrevet for den her den her kirke.
And you're writing it.
Og du skriver det.
You're writing it.
Du skriver det.
This church has done amazing things for the kingdom.
Der er sket fantastiske ting her i den her kirke.
Oh, church, listen to me. Don't let people like me come to you and say, "Oh, look at the great things we've done and the small things you've done." No, God doesn't see things that way.
Gud, han ser ikke på den måde. Det er ikke sådan, at jeg kommer og har gjort nogle masse store ting, right? Jeg har gjort nogle små ting. Det er slet ikke sådan der.
Do you know what I mean?
Forstår I, hvad jeg mener?
We love to hear the stories.
Vi kan godt lide at høre historierne.
But I want to tell you have stories.
Men jeg vil sige dig, du har
historierne. And your stories are just as important as my stories.
Og dine historier er lige så vigtige som mine.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
Kom nu.
Write Acts chapter 29 and put your name in it.
Well,
look at this. I digressed for a moment there, but look at this. This is really interesting. Acts chapter 12.
Nu vender vi tilbage til Apostlenes Gerninger 12.
King Herod arrested some who belonged to the church and was intending to persecute them. Verse 2. He had James, the brother of John, put to death with the sword.
Og han lod Jakob, Johannes' bror, halshugge.
Wow.
Wow.
So now they're starting to die.
Så nu begynder de altså at dø.
Now the prophecy that Jesus gave them that they were going to die is coming to pass.
Nu er det her profeti, som Jesus han gav dem, det er altså ved at ske nu.
When he saw that this pleased the Jews,
da kongen mærkede, at det her det faldt i god jord hos de jødiske ledere,
he proceeded to seize Peter also.
Lod han også Peter arrestere.
This happened during the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
Det skete under påskehøjtiden.
That's a prophetic. Whole prophetic message in that, but anyways, look at this. So he puts James to death, and then he grabs Peter.
Han lod Jakob halshugge, og så tager han fat i Peter.
What do you think he was going to do with Peter?
Hvad tror du han ville gøre med Peter?
He was going to kill him.
Han ville slå ham ihjel.
It's not very difficult to see that.
Det er jo ikke vanskeligt at se.
Because he saw that it pleased the Jews. He didn't want to have political unrest.
Han kunne se, at de jødiske ledere, de blev glade for det, og han ville ikke have nogen uroligheder, politiske uroligheder.
So Peter hears that James is put to death.
Så her ser vi altså, at Jakob bliver halshugget.
And Peter's scared.
Og Peter, han er bange.
Watch this.
Prøv at se det her.
After arresting him, verse 4.
I vers 4. Efter at have arresteret ham.
He put him in prison.
Sætter han ham i fængsel.
Handing him over to be guarded by four squads of four soldiers each.
Og gav fire vagthold på hver fire soldater ordre til at bevogte fængslet større.
16 soldiers to guard Peter.
16 soldater om at bevogte ham.
Why?
Hvorfor?
Because he knew Peter was very important.
For han vidste, at Peter, han var meget vigtig.
He puts James to death, like, cuts his head off, no problem.
Han halshugger Jakob uden problemer.
But Peter,
men Peter,
he pays special attention.
Så ham giver han særlig opmærksomhed.
Of course he should.
Det skulle han også.
Because Peter,
fordi Peter,
this period of time, he was the apostle to the Jews.
For han var ligesom apostlen for jøderne.
Peter was of very significant importance to the church.
Han var meget betydningsfuld for kirken.
Watch this.
Se her.
Herod intended to bring him out for public trial after the Passover.
Han havde til hensigt at sætte ham for en dommer i påskehøjtiden.
So Peter was kept in prison.
Peter, han blev i fængslet.
And here's my point. But the church,
men menigheden,
was earnestly
bad inderligt,
praying
ved og vedvarende
for him,
for ham.
But the church,
men menigheden,
was earnestly
bad inderligt
praying
og vedvarende
for him,
for ham.
How many of you have read this story before?
Mange af jer har læst det her før.
Okay, of course, it's a classic.
Ja, selvfølgelig, det har jeg mange læst.
We all know about Peter in the prison.
Vi ved alle om Peter i fængsel.
And we know what happens,
og vi ved, hvad der skete.
It's like a miracle.
Det er ligesom et mirakel.
Like you know, like the prison doors open by themselves.
Altså ligesom om fængselsdøren åbner sig af sig selv.
And Peter just goes walking out of prison.
Og Peter, han bare ligesom går ud af fængslet.
And he knocks on the door.
Og han banker på døren.
While they're having a prayer meeting, praying for him.
Mens de har bønnemøde, hvor de beder for ham.
That's cool.
Det er ret cool.
Like that's awesome.
Det er altså ret stort.
And he comes and goes, "Hey, it's me."
Hey, det er mig, siger han.
No, it's not. That's impossible.
Nej, det er umuligt.
You're in prison. We're praying for you. I mean, it's just like wow.
Det er umuligt. Vi beder for dig.
It's wow. Just awesome.
Det er stort.
Okay, so we know that.
Det ved vi.
But what I want to go back to is this.
Det jeg gerne vil gå tilbage til er det her.
Listen, I want to submit to you.
Jeg vil gerne give til jer. Fortæl jer.
That if the church didn't pray earnestly for Peter, Peter would have died.
At hvis ikke menigheden havde bedt inderligt og vedvarende for ham, så var han død.
And I'll submit to you.
Jeg vil også gerne sige til jer.
That's just the way I am. I'm not a refined type of person.
Jeg er ikke sådan en raffineret menneske, så jeg siger det bare direkte.
I'll submit to you.
Jeg vil bare sige det.
The New Testament would have been very different.
Det Nye Testamente ville have været meget anderledes.
The church not prayed earnestly.
Hvis ikke menigheden havde bedt inderligt og vedvarende for ham.
For him. Okay, so let's break it down a little bit here.
Number one,
number one, the church.
Kirken.
They gathered together.
De samledes.
They gathered together. Okay, listen, guys, I want to encourage you. Start to plan to gather together more.
Start med at planlægge at mødes noget mere.
Number one.
Number one.
The church.
Menigheden.
They gathered together to pray.
De samledes for at bede.
I want to encourage you.
Jeg vil gerne opmuntre jer til.
To come together for the expressed reason of prayer.
Jeg vil gerne have, at I samles med det ene udtrykte ønske, det er at bede.
Number three.
Nummer tre.
Please, somebody take these points down, because I'm going to forget.
Nogen, der lige skriver dem ned, fordi at jeg kommer til at glemme dem.
So number one.
Nummer et.
Be the church.
Vær menigheden.
Come together.
Mødes. Samle.
Number two. Come together to pray.
Samle jer for at bede.
Number three. When you come together to pray.
Når I samles for at bede.
Pray in such an attitude that you know you're going to get the answers.
Bed med en sådan attitude, at du ved, at du får svar.
church prayed earnestly.
Menigheden bad inderligt.
The Bible says this.
Bibelen siger sådan her.
It says that the hot,
den siger at hjertet,
an intense
og
prayer of a righteous person accomplishes much.
At den her en inderlig bøn fra hjertet, den opnår meget.
Can I say to you?
Kan jeg sige til dig?
God doesn't hear weak prayers.
Kan jeg sige til dig, at Gud han ikke hører svage bønner?
What does that mean, Curtis?
Hvad betyder det?
I don't scream and yell when I pray like you do.
Ja, ja, jeg råber og skriger ikke som dig når jeg beder.
I'm very quiet.
Jeg er en meget sådan stille person.
Folks, listen.
Hør her.
Intensity is not in the volume.
Det med at bede intens, det handler ikke om volumen.
Intensity is in the resolve that's inside of you.
Det handler om hvordan du er indvendig. Den beslutning du har truffet indvendig.
And that's the only kind of prayer that God hears.
Og det er den eneste bøn som Gud han hører.
You see, the scripture does not say the weak, flabby prayers of a righteous avails much. It doesn't say that. The weak, pathetic prayers of
den siger ikke den svage, patetiske, ynkelige bøn opnår.
Okay, let's put it a different way.
Det den skal.
The scripture doesn't say that the sad, penitent prayer of a righteous man avails much. No.
Nej, den siger heller ikke at en svag bøn fra en.
No. God doesn't hear those prayers.
Gud han hører ikke de her bønner hvor vi ikke kommer med en intensitet eller hvor vi kommer med en inderlighed.
God doesn't do pathetic.
Han gør ikke det patetiske, det ynkelige.
No, you know why?
Ved I hvorfor?
Because God only responds to faith.
Fordi han svarer på tro.
Why does a persistent intense prayer get answered?
Hvorfor bliver den her inderlige og vedvarende bøn hørt?
You know why?
Ved I hvorfor?
Because it communicates from your heart to God's heart.
Fordi den kommunikerer fra dit hjerte til Guds hjerte.
Are you following me, church?
Kan I følge mig?
Listen. Jesus gave us a parable.
Gud eller Jesus gav os en lignelse.
And this parable had two men in it.
Og den havde to.
It had a Pharisee.
Den havde en farisæer.
And it had a Samaritan.
Og en samaritaner.
A sinner.
En synder.
And Jesus shared the parable to show what kind of prayers are answered.
Og han fortalte den her lignelse for at fortælle hvilke bønner der blev hørt.
And the Pharisee,
og farisæeren,
who was religiously put together,
som var meget religiøs, og
he said, "Oh, I thank you,
mand.
God.
Jeg takker dig, Gud.
That I'm not like other men.
Jeg er ikke ligesom andre mænd.
That I pray three times a day, I fast.
Jeg beder tre gange om dagen, jeg faster.
Not like this sinner over here.
Ikke ligesom ham synderen derovre.
I thank you that I am justified before, you know, he just went on with
ja,
all.
Ja, han havde travlt med at retfærdiggøre sig selv.
And then Jesus said this.
Og så sagde Jesus sådan.
He said that the sinner,
og så sagde han synderen,
wouldn't even look to heaven.
Ville ikke engang se op mod himlen.
But he beat his chest.
Men han bankede sig på brystet.
And he said, "Oh God, have mercy on me, a sinner."
Vær mig synder nådig.
Jesus said, "That man."
Han sagde den mand.
He walked away.
Han gik
righteous.
Retfærdiggjort bort.
Why?
Hvorfor?
Because God listens to authenticity and honesty.
Gud han lytter til autentisk og ærlig bøn.
God hears earnestness of our hearts.
Han hører vores inderlighed.
The church prayed earnestly.
Menigheden bad inderligt
for him.
For ham.
Okay. Let me finish up my story.
Lad mig slutte min historie.
At our church, and I have to be very careful when I say this, but at our church,
i vores kirke, jeg må være forsigtig når jeg siger det.
I felt so strongly that we needed to we needed the presence of God.
Så der følte jeg meget stærkt, vi manglede Guds, eller vi havde behov for Guds nærvær.
And it was not just me.
Og det var ikke bare mig.
And every time we got together to pray.
Og hver eneste gang vi samledes for at bede.
Every time we got together to pray.
Hver eneste gang vi samledes for at bede.
We have a wee little prayer meeting.
Vi havde meget små
before the service at 8 a.m. every Sunday.
Vi havde små bedemøder før hver
at our church we have two services.
I vores kirke har vi to gudstjenester.
We have a 9:15 service.
En 9:15
and an 11 a.m. service.
Og en klokken 11.
So we meet up in the upper room.
Så mødes vi ovenpå.
One half, not a half, but there's one side of our church that's all offices, has two floors of offices.
Der er ligesom to etager med kontorer i vores kirke.
And there's a group of faithful saints.
Og der er en gruppe trofaste hellige.
We're there every Sunday morning at 8 a.m.
Som er der klokken 8 hver søndag morgen.
Well, I started overseeing them.
Jeg begyndte at tage mig af dem.
And I got to tell you something. For a church that does not seek the presence of God.
En kirke som ikke søger Guds nærvær.
The Holy Spirit was there every single Sunday morning at 8 a.m.
Helligånden der var eneste søndag morgen klokken 8.
And I began to notice something.
Og jeg begyndte at bemærke noget.
I said, Lord.
Jeg sagde, Herre.
You love it when we seek you.
Du elsker når vi søger dig.
So I'm not the smartest person in the world, but I noticed God was doing something.
Men jeg ved at Gud han gør noget.
So I began to really encourage it.
Så jeg begyndte at opmuntre det.
And I began to push harder.
Og jeg begyndte at presse på.
And I created a group.
Og jeg skabte en gruppe eller dannede en gruppe.
In our church.
I vores kirke.
Because all of a sudden,
fordi pludselig,
out of our desperation.
Ud af vores desperation.
Our church is desperate right now.
Vores kirke er desperat lige nu.
We don't have the answers to some of our issues.
Vi har ikke svarene på alle vores spørgsmål.
We don't have the answer. We have an $18 million mortgage.
Vi har en 18 millioner dollar lån i vores bygninger.
That? That's 100 million kroner.
Det er 100 millioner kroner.
Yeah. That's huge.
Det er enormt.
We have a massive church building.
Vi har en kæmpestor kirkebygning.
It's the nicest church building in the whole city.
Det er den smukkeste bygning i hele byen.
And our people.
Og vores folk.
Don't know how we're going to pay it.
Og ved ikke hvordan vi kommer til at betale den.
Right on, man. God has to move.
Det er Gud der skal bevæge sig.
So in the same way.
På samme måde.
In the same way.
På samme måde.
The church. Knew that Peter could not die.
Vidste han ikke kunne dø.
So they really began to seek the Lord.
Så de begyndte virkelig at søge.
You and I don't seek God unless there's a need, unless we're desperate.
Gud han vil have at vi har den her inderlighed, at vi er desperate.
So we began.
Så vi begyndte
to seek the Lord.
At søge ham.
I have never seen in the life of our church.
Jeg har aldrig set i hele vores kirkes liv.
Such a move of prayer.
Sådan en bevægelse af bøn.
And seeking the face of God as I'm seeing right now.
Og se den der bevægelse hen mod at søge hans ansigt, sådan som jeg ser det nu.
It is counter to our culture.
Det er imod vores kultur.
And the Lord told me, I want you to change the culture in this church.
Og jeg vil gerne have, at I ændrer kulturen i den her menighed.
And people are beginning to pray.
Og folk er begyndt at bede.
It's incredible.
Det er utroligt.
So I created a group.
Så jeg har dannet en gruppe.
And I called the group, our prayer group is called.
Jeg kaldte vores bønnegruppe den her.
We are the architects.
Vi er arkitekterne.
Why? Why did I call it that?
Hvorfor kaldte jeg den det?
Because I've been preaching to our people and teaching.
Fordi jeg har undervist i
that you and I
at du og jeg
can change the future through our prayers.
Kan forandre fremtiden gennem vores bønner.
We can literally with God's help, we can literally through our prayers design. We're like an architect, we can design what.
Vi kan gennem vores bønner så kan vi designe eller være med til at bestemme hvad der skal ske i fremtiden.
Oh church.
Oh kirke.
How many stories have we heard?
Hvor mange historier har vi hørt?
Of precious old women.
Om fantastiske ældre kvinder.
Who walk into the church and they sit at the back and you never know who
som
they are.
Som går ind og sætter sig på bagerste sæde og du bemærker dem ikke.
But they are giants in the kingdom.
Men de er kæmper i Herrens rige.
Because when they go home,
fordi når de tager hjem,
they get on their knees before God.
Så ligger de sig på deres knæ for Gud.
And they cry out to him.
Og de råber ud til ham.
Those are the people that he answers.
Det er dem som han besvarer.
And then you have people like me who think, you know, we're the answer.
Og så er der folk som mig, som tror, at vi er svaret.
Let me tell you. A lot of guys like me.
Masser af mennesker ligesom mig.
We've already received our reward.
Vi har allerede modtaget vores belønning.
What's that reward?
Og hvad er det for en belønning?
The thanks and praise of men.
Tak og pris fra mænd.
No. It's people mennesker. Like it's people like you.
Det er, nej. Det er
who,
mennesker
who
som dig.
Go into your closet.
Som går ind i jeres skab eller ind i jeres
and you turn your back aflukke. You turn your back to all of the popular fame.
Og du vender ryggen til alt det som er populært.
And you get on your knees before God.
Og du kommer ned på dine knæ for Gud.
And you cry out to him.
Og så råber du ud til ham.
And you don't stop.
Og du stopper ikke.
Until he moves.
Før han bevæger sig.
Those are the people.
Det er de mennesker.
Those are the people. You are the people.
Det er jer, der er de mennesker.
That births revival.
Som giver muligheden for vækkelse.
Every move of God.
Enhver bevægelse af Gud.
Did not start because of the great preachers that we love.
Det handler ikke om nogle store prædikanter, som vi alle sammen elsker.
They started because of the people we'll never see and never know.
Det er fordi at menneskerne, de startede fordi mennesker
who cried out to God,
som vi ikke så, de råbte ud til Gud
in secret,
i det skjulte
for hours,
i timevis,
and days, and
dagevis,
and
månedsvis,
years.
Årevis.
It's beautiful.
Det er smukt.
Will you be that people?
Er du det menneske?
Will you commit to being that people?
Vil du overgive dig til at være sådan?
Well, Curtis, I do. I already pray.
Jamen, Curtis, jeg beder allerede.
May God give you grace to pray more.
Må Gud give dig noget til at bede endnu mere.
Well, Curtis, we already have prayer meetings.
Vi har allerede bedemøder.
I pray for you as my family and friends. I pray. May God give you the grace to have bigger prayer meetings.
Må Gud give jer noget til at have endnu større bønnemøder.
May God give you the grace to strategize how we can do more.
Må Gud hjælpe jer med at lægge en strategi, sådan at vi kan få mere.
You are the architects.
I er arkitekterne.
We are the architects.
Vi er arkitekterne.
So I started a group.
Så jeg dannede den her gruppe.
And I got up on Sunday morning.
Og jeg kom op søndag morgen.
Three weeks ago.
For 3 uger siden.
And I did something very dangerous.
Jeg gjorde noget meget farligt.
You know, that's just me, you know.
Det er bare mig.
I'm just stupid enough to do dangerous
things.
Det er
dum nok til at gøre de her farlige ting.
And I did what you never do as a pastor.
Jeg gør det som man aldrig gør som pastor.
I grabbed my cell phone.
Jeg tog min mobiltelefon.
Because I am so serious about this.
Fordi jeg er så seriøs med det her.
I am so serious about this.
Det er så alvorligt for mig.
Folks, the key is seeking the face of God.
Nøglen er at søge hans ansigt.
The key to anything that we want him to do is seeking his face until he does it.
Nøglen til hvad som helst i vores liv som vi ønsker, det er at søge hans ansigt.
I got after my sermon there was about 375 people there that morning.
Der var omkring 375 mennesker den her morgen og efter gudstjenesten.
And I said, everybody hold up your cell phones.
Alle sagde til alle hold jeres mobiltelefoner op.
And I said, turn them on.
Tænd for dem, siger jeg.
And everybody kind of went. So they held up their cell phones.
Så de gjorde det. De var lidt mener han.
And I said, I want you to write my phone number down.
Jeg vil gerne have, at I skriver mit telefonnummer.
And I gave everybody
my
cell phone number.
Mit telefonnummer.
Yeah, I'm that stupid.
Så dum er jeg.
I gave 375 people, including strangers and people on the internet, my cell phone.
Jeg gav mit telefonnummer til alle mulige. 375, nogen som jeg ikke kendte og også.
I didn't care.
Til folk på internet. Jeg er ligeglad.
I don't care. You know why? Because God is doing something.
Jeg er ligeglad fordi Gud han gør noget.
And I want everybody to get in on it.
Jeg vil gerne have alle med.
And I said, write my cell phone number down.
Jeg sagde, skriv mit telefonnummer.
And I said, now I want you to text me.
Nu vil jeg gerne have, at I skriver til mig.
I want you to text me your name, your first and last name.
Skriv til mig jeres første og sidste navn.
And I said, let's use technology.
Lad os bruge teknologien.
And they're like, why we want? Why? I said, okay, here's why I want you to do this.
Her er hvorfor jeg vil gøre det.
Life is busy.
Livet er travlt.
And it's very hard to get everybody together in a room.
Og det er svært at få alle samlet i et rum.
So what we're going to do is this.
Så det vi gør, det er det her.
I want you guys.
Jeg vil gerne have
to send me your name.
Send mig og jeres
and
navn.
I'm going to put us all on a group.
Og så samler jeg os i en gruppe.
A group chat.
En gruppechat.
And every single day.
Og hver eneste dag.
Every single day.
Hver eneste dag.
You're going to get a message from me.
Så får du en besked fra
on your cell phone.
På din telefon.
Saying,
som siger.
Get alone with God today for 15 minutes.
Vær alene med Gud i 15 minutter i dag.
And I said in church.
Og så sagde jeg i kirke.
We are going to pray.
Vi kommer til at bede.
Very specifically.
Meget specifikt.
Very, very specifically.
Meget specifikt.
That God will move.
Om at Gud han må bevæge sig.
So we did it.
Så det gjorde vi.
And I'm signing people up every single day.
Og jeg skriver folk op hver eneste dag.
We have 85 people.
Vi har 85 mennesker.
That have committed.
Som har overgivet sig.
Every single day.
Hver eneste dag.
To getting before God.
Og komme frem for Guds ansigt.
Crying out to him.
Og råbe ud til ham.
How do I know that?
Hvordan ved jeg det?
Because every single day I send a message out.
Fordi hvordan ved jeg? Jeg sender en besked ud hver eneste dag.
I get one, two, three, four. I get messages back.
Og så får jeg beskeder back.
Like
tilbage.
All day.
Hele dagen.
I prayed.
Jeg har bedt.
I prayed. It's incredible.
Det er fantastisk.
It's exciting.
Det er spændende.
When we pray, God moves.
Når vi beder.
A day before I came here.
Så bevæger Gud sig. Dagen efter jeg kom her.
Our church decided.
Så besluttede vores kirke.
That we are going to have an upper room prayer night.
Så skulle vi have en bedeaften.
You gotta understand, this does not happen in this church.
Det sker bare ikke i den her kirke.
It's never happened before.
Det er aldrig sket før.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tak Jesus.
So they had an upper room prayer night.
Så de havde en bedenat heroppe i rummet på anden sal.
And a whole bunch of people showed up.
Og der dukkede en masse mennesker op.
And we prayed for 2 hours.
Og vi bad i 2 timer.
Thank you, Lord.
Tak her.
Is something gonna happen?
Sker der noget?
It has to.
Det skal der.
Has to.
Det skal der.
So, I want to leave this with you.
Jeg vil gerne efterlade med det her.
And I'm going to close.
Nu lukker jeg.
You are the church.
I er kirken.
You are the church.
I er kirken.
You don't need somebody to come in and give you the answer.
Jeg har ikke brug for at nogen kommer udefra for at give jer svarene.
That's great. It doesn't mean I don't want to come back. I do want
to.
Come
ikke,
back.
Jeg ikke vil komme tilbage.
I love you.
Jeg elsker jer.
I want to come back. But you don't need me.
I har ikke brug for mig.
You don't need anybody.
I har ikke brug for nogen.
You are the church.
I er kirken.
So church.
Så kirke.
Be the church.
Vær kirke.
Gather together.
Saml jer.
Gather together and pray.
Saml jer og bed.
Pray.
Bed.
Some are loud, some are soft.
Nogle de er højlytte og nogle er
some
mere.
Some are bold, some are scared.
Nogle er mere ikke så højrøstede, nogle de er frimodige og nogle er ikke så frimodige.
It's all good.
Det er alt sammen fint.
Because Father.
Fordi far.
Father.
Far.
Has received and accepted every one of us.
Han har modtaget os og accepteret os.
You hear what I'm saying?
Kan I høre hvad jeg siger?
Church.
Kirken.
Gather together.
Saml jer.
Start to plan to do that.
Start med at planlægge det.
And when you pray.
Og når I beder.
Number 3. Remember this now. Pray earnestly.
Så bed inderligt.
Don't be concerned with who's hearing you.
Lad være med at bekymre dig om hvem der hører det.
We all do that, don't we?
Det gør vi jo alle sammen.
We close our eyes and sometimes we're concerned about who else is in the room.
Ja, nogle gange lukker vi øjnene, og vi bekymrer os om hvem der ellers er i lokalet.
You'll learn to get over that.
Det skal du nok lære at komme over.
Pray earnestly.
Bed inderligt.
And we will see.
Så vil vi se.
We will see.
Så vil vi se.
The results.
Resultaterne.
Of those times.
At de her tider.
If we continue to do it and not give up.
Hvis vi gør det vedvarende og ikke giver op.
And we will be able to look back.
Så vil vi se tilbage.
And see God has done something and he's doing something.
Og se at Gud han har gjort noget og han gør noget.
Church, gather together.
Saml jer, kirke.
Gather together to pray.
Og bed.
And pray boldly with all of your heart.
Og bed frimodigt fra hele dit hjerte. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Why don't we start praying? Let's pray now.
Lad os bede nu.
Let's pray now. You can stand if you'd like to stand.
Du må gerne rejse dig, hvis du har lyst.
If you want to stay seated, stay
seated. Hvis du gerne vil sidde, så bare bliv siddende.
Okay. So okay. I would like us to pray. Let's do this.
Lad os bede.
Let's do this. And I'm going to start and I'm not going to be the only one.
Ja, jeg starter, men jeg kommer ikke til at være den eneste.
Okay. It's a small enough room. We can all yell and we can all hear each other.
Det er et lille lokale. I kan bare råbe. Vi kan godt høre jer.
Let's practice.
Lad os øve os.
Yeah. Let's do this.
Lad os gøre det.
Let's do this.
Lad os gøre det.
So be free. Be free right now.
Føl jer fri lige nu.
Whether you want to stand or sit.
Sæt.
If you want to come out of your chairs, come out of your chairs. Just be free right now. We're turning this into a prayer room.
Ja, nu gør vi det her til et bedelokale. Bare vær fri, så man tænker godt, det I har lyst til.
We're turning this into a prayer room.
Et bederum, gør vi.
You want to close your eyes?
Hvis du lukker øjnene, så luk øjnene.
If you want to have your eyes open, have your eyes open.
Hvis du vil have dine øjne åbne, så gør du det.
You want to come up front? Come up front.
Hvis du vil komme frem, så må du gerne det.
You want to stand on the stage? Stand on the stage.
Hvis du vil stå op på scenen, så gør du bare det.
We're all going to participate right now.
Vi kommer til at deltage alle sammen.
So, oh, daddy.